Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, it's been claimed that Hierarchy and Fianna Fáil have sabotaged Niall Blaney's chances of representing the party in the forthcoming European Parliament elections. The Minister with Special Responsibility for the OPW has committed to revisiting Donegal in a bid to progress flood relief works. The Food Safety Authority of Ireland has served a prohibition order on a Donegal butchers, and the northwest of the country is set to be worst affected by snow this weekend. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly, followed by Nuacht with Colm Ferrisher. But first in news, it's been claimed that Hierarchy and Fianna Fáil have sabotaged Niall Blaney's chances of representing the party in the forthcoming European Parliament elections. Fianna Fáil's convention is due to be held in Longford on March the 15th, the Friday before St Patrick's Day, with voting from 2 o'clock until 8 o'clock. Mr Blaney said it was unreasonable to hold it on the Friday of the bank holiday weekend and has accused the party of meddling in the election process to favour another candidate. Speaking earlier on today's 9 till noon show, he said, as this does not signal the end of his fight for a seat.
I do believe that our Fianna Fáil headquarters and our general secretary is meddling too much on the outcome of conventions. And I think it's time to shout stop. It's not good enough. They're wrecking the organisation. They're wrecking the party across, not just Donegal and the Midlands Northwest, but across the country. It's short-sighted, but it is what it is. At the same time, I'm not going to step back from the challenge. I very much believe I could have won this convention if I had a level playing field, but I'm certainly not out of the race and far from it. Whatever members that can make it on the Friday to do their best to make it. If they do that, I'm up there with enough number ones. It's then I get the opportunity to benefit from those seconds from seven other candidates. And this opportunity is far from gone. We're certainly not giving up hope. It's not in my blood to do so. And we're still going to put up a hell of a fight, and we may turn this around yet. I made the point about the last election, how we threw it away, and how from the councils, what the councillors took in the Midlands Northwest versus what the two MEP candidates took was 12.5% less. And that work needed to be done. I mean, to stop meddling.
A prohibition order has been served on a Donegal butchers. The Food Safety Authority of Ireland reports today that the order was served last month on the Friendly Meat Shop, Old Town Road, Letterkenny, following the discovery of unstamped and untagged lamb carcass. Trish Lafferty has more.
A prohibition order has been served on the proprietor of the Friendly Meat Shop, Paddy Gilday, following the discovery of unstamped and untagged lab carcass. The order is in response to the failure of the butcher to demonstrate effectively the origin of the lamb carcass and that it was slaughtered in an approved plant, contrary to Article 18 of the Regulation of EC, which an officer says gives rise to the risk of unapproved food entering the food chain. Mr Gilday has been directed by an authorised officer of the HSE to ensure the unstamped and untagged lamb carcass stored in the cold room of the shop be withdrawn from sale with immediate effect, and to ensure that it is not used for human consumption, is rendered safe for human consumption, or is detained or destroyed in a manner prescribed by the officer.
The Taoiseach has urged MPs to respect the wishes of voters in Northern Ireland. It's after a new opinion poll showed a majority in the North would reject a hard border. The Irish Times Ipsos MRBI survey also shows voters think the DUP are doing a bad job in Westminster and that Sinn Féin should take its seats there. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar says the views of Northern Ireland need to be taken into account by voting MPs this week.
If Northern Ireland and the people of Northern Ireland and Northern Ireland society is in favour of the backstop, why would the UK House of Commons prevent the backstop from applying to Northern Ireland if they don't wish it to apply to Great Britain? That's their decision. Why would they go against the wishes of the people of Northern Ireland, the majority of politicians in Northern Ireland, business, civil society and farmers in Northern Ireland, who all accept and agree that the backstop should be part of the withdrawal agreement?
The minister with responsibility for the OPW has committed to revisiting Donegal in a bid to progress flood relief works. It's in response to Donegal Deputy Pierce Doherty, who told Minister Kevin Boxer-Morne during an Oireachtas Finance Committee that little progress was being made to deliver long-promised flood and coastal erosion schemes in a number of areas in the county. In May of last year, the minister announced a number of flood relief and mitigation projects for the county, but to date, little progress on delivering them has been made. Minister Boxer-Morne told Deputy Doherty that public representatives need to be putting more pressure on Donegal County Council to expedite the process.
What I say to the councillors, in particularly in those areas, they need to keep on top of the local authorities to make sure if they're driving the scheme, it's up to them to put forward through meetings and steering group meetings. But what I have done in recent days is that I've asked my people in OPW to talk to the county council up there, and I intend to make another visit up there, because where I've delivered schemes right around the country, I'm very much to want to see the scheme started.
Meanwhile, an Inishowen councillor has said that the flooding of the temporary bridge in the Illies this week demonstrates the urgent need to construct the planned permanent structure. The current structure was erected after the devastating floods of August 2017, and a permanent bridge has been designed, which is understood to be going through the necessary process prior to construction. However, Councillor Jack Murray says frustration is growing among residents and is urging Donegal County Council to speed up the process.
This was the devastating floods of August 2017. The bridge nearly completely collapsed, and at the time, Donegal County Council moved quite swiftly and they installed a temporary bridge there, which allowed people to access their homes. And at the time, it was very much welcome, but I would stress that it's just a temporary bridge, and when the waters rise and flood, the bridge becomes closed completely. And we saw that again this week, and people became very, very frustrated, trapped in their homes. So I think that demonstrates the real need to put in the permanent structure. Now, I know that's in place, designs are in place of a permanent structure that won't close during times of flooding. The design's in place, but it's going through the necessary planning process. So I've spoke to the local roads engineer. I will raise it again at our initial municipal district meeting. This has to be put through as quickly as possible, because there's a real urgency. People can't be just left stranded in their homes whenever the river floods. So I'll be hoping that this will happen as soon as possible.
A 38-year-old man has been sentenced to 25 years imprisonment after being found guilty of placing an improvised explosive device under a vehicle at the home of two serving police officers in Eglinton in June 2015. Sean McVeigh of Lurgan was handed the sentence today for attempting to murder police officers and possessing explosives with intent to endanger life. Following the incident on June the 18th, 2015, a major cross-border chase ensued, resulting in McVeigh being eventually apprehended in Killigore. The government will not be calling on the UK's Northern Ireland Secretary to resign. There's been calls for Karen Bradley to step down after saying that killings carried out by the security forces during the Troubles were not crimes. She has since apologised for the comments. Justice Minister Charlie Flanagan says he didn't agree with what she said, but added the government won't be asking for her resignation.
A Secretary of State for Northern Ireland is a very important position, and I know that Karen Bradley acknowledges that. I believe she has a job of work to do, and she's indicated that she made a mistake. She apologised for that mistake. She has a job of work to do, and I trust that she will do that to the best of her ability.
Concern has been raised once again over the ongoing closure of Buncranagh Leisure Centre. Donegal County Council said last year that it was actively engaging with Buncranagh Leisure Centre Community Company to progress plans for the provision of an enhanced leisure centre. The amenity has been closed since 2016. Chairperson of the Buncranagh Leisure Centre Board of Management, Rosina McLaughlin, says they are doing everything they can to bring the project to fruition. However, she did stress that while money is available, their hands are effectively tied until the match funding is put in place.
I don't blame the community for possibly thinking that the committee are doing nothing, but believe me, we are working hard behind the scenes to try and bring this to fruition. Like, we have given the county council everything they've asked for. I have an email to say they're totally satisfied with any queries they had on the business plan, and now we're just waiting, and we're as frustrated. You know, it's just going from meeting to meeting, month to month, year to year. And even if this is agreed, if they agree to give us the money, there is, and I want to make it clear that there is money there from the swimming pools fund, a grant that we got in 2005, believe it or not. But we need the matching funding to bring this project on.
Temperatures are set to drop this weekend with snow expected in some parts of the country. Snow is most likely in the northwest and north, particularly over higher ground. Frost and icy patches are likely to form due to the cold temperatures. Met Éireann forecaster John Eagleton says it will be much colder this weekend than recent weeks.
Certainly temperatures will be well below normal. I mean, today they're up around 9 or 10, tomorrow 7 to 9 degrees, 7 to 10, and on Sunday somewhere 4 to 6, 4 to maybe 7 or maybe touch 8 along the south coast, 4 or 5 in the very far north.
There are calls for major improvements to the Letterkenny Town bus service. It's been claimed that confusion has arisen locally over if and when the service is actually running. Donegal County Council is being asked to review the service with a view towards upgrading and improving the timetable where necessary. Councillor Jerry McMonagall says the service symbolises so much more than getting someone from A to B, and it's vital that it is improved.
There's people who you're seeing standing at bus stops awaiting the service, and locals are having to inform them that the bus no longer comes along this route. So what I'm looking for is that we get an update on where the town bus service is at. Is it still running? And what routes does it use? And is there any way that we as a council can help enhance that there, because town is sprawling out, and a good town bus service would be, I believe, well met by the residents of Letterkenny.
And as you say, Letterkenny is a town that's growing in terms of population and businesses and so on. It would be ideal to have perhaps a more efficient bus service.
Yeah, and not just for the efficiency of getting from A to B, but also in relation to our elderly citizens and getting out and about and socialising and going to the shopping centres and maybe meeting their friends and just walking about. So there's many aspects to a bus service. It's not just about getting from A to B. It's also about connecting the community. And I see in many towns across the country where smaller towns have fantastic bus services, and it acts as a community link, and it also helps, as I said earlier, for our elderly citizens to get about more and get out and to socialise more, and that helps with a lot of problems. So what I'm looking for at our meeting on Tuesday is to get an update on where the town bus service is at, and as I said, to investigate and look at ways that maybe we could enhance that service to improve the connectivity in and around Letterkenny.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, with the latest arrivals of men's, women's and kids' clothing from leading sports labels like Nike, Adidas and Under Armour.
It's 14 minutes past five and time for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We're going to start with Gaelic Games and go live to Brimbridge in Dublin, because the Ladies Higher Education Moynihan Cup final is taking place this afternoon. The LYIT are leading Dundalk IT at halftime with the details. Colleen Duffy.
Well, Oisin, into the early stages of the second half, 4 minutes played, and LYIT 10 points to 1-2 ahead here at the moment. A good open contest. Letterkenny IT with a lot of the attacking chances, and it was an early goal from Emma Point which really kept Dundalk IT in this game. That coming on 8 minutes, but the contribution of Emma McMahon, the Clare native for LYIT, she's got 6 of their 10 points so far, including 1 in the early stages of the second half, which was followed up then by an Emer Gallagher score. A good open game of football, as I said. Double score lead for LYIT at the moment. They lead by 10 points to 1-2. Colleen Duffy for Highland Radio Sport at the Gourmet Food Parlour Third Level Ladies Football Weekend in Broombridge in Dublin.
Okay, many thanks to Colleen Duffy, and there will be a full-time report and reaction hopefully from the victorious LYIT camp, if they can see that out in the second half. That will be available online at highlandradio.com. Later this evening, the LYIT, of course, going for a double. They did, of course, win the Men's Trench Cup a number of weeks ago, now looking to add the Ladies Moynihan Cup to that. On to soccer. Tonight's Fin Harps versus Cork City League of Ireland Premier Division fixture will go ahead following a pitch inspection earlier this afternoon. The pitch at Fin Park had been deemed playable with the green light given for tonight's tie. Dermot Doherty will have live regular updates from the game on Highland this evening as from the 8 o'clock kickoff time. Elsewhere, just goal difference separates arch rivals Shamrock Rovers and Bohemians at the top of the table ahead of tonight's games. Rovers make the short trip to St Patrick's Athletic, while Bohemians welcome Derry City to Dillymount Park. Derry boss Declan Devine knows they will have to be on their game this evening.
People are saying about the last three games, how difficult they were. Well, if you look at the next three games, Bohemians away, Dundalk at home, and St Pat's away, they don't come much harder than that either. So the good thing about this game is that you're playing good teams every week. You know, it's a test every week. We've got to be at our best to get points from everybody in this league. I've said that numerous times. And we'll have to be at our best on Friday night to get something from Bohs, because they're a fantastic club and a club that I have a lot of respect for.
The other game tonight, we'll see champions Dundalk host Waterford United. One game tonight in the Premiership in the Irish League. The leaders, Linfield, look to increase their advantage at the top of the table. They are away from home against Glenavon, and a victory would put them 12 points clear at the top of the standings. Among the five games tomorrow, 7th place Institute go to Cliftonville, and 6th place Coleraine are playing host to Ballymena United. Another of the big games this coming weekend is Glengad United versus Clonmel Town in the quarterfinal of the FAI Junior Cup. Glengad are reporting a full squad to choose from, and with victory they will be the first Inish owned side since Cairn in the mid-80s to make the semi-finals. Manager Shane Byrne is expecting a physical game on Sunday in Tipperary.
They're a big, physical, strong team, and they can play nice football, but they're, a lot of the times they're very direct. They've got two big centre forwards that they like to play long balls to, and they're very physical. All over the pitch, they're very physical. And they're route one a lot of the time, put you under pressure high up the pitch.
And there'll be more from Shane Byrne on Highland Radio's Saturday Sport tomorrow afternoon. Some of the other big games as well locally. It's quarter-final weekend in the Knockalla Caravans Cup, and there's three games to be played on Sunday. Cockhill Celtic take on Bunnaghy United. Fannage United play Greencastle, and Kildrum Tigers are up against Finn Harps Reserves. And there's a big battle in the Donegal League Premier Division as well. Castle Finn Celtic, who are in title contention, along with Milford United at the top of the table. They will meet in Castle Finn, weather permitting, of course, on a Sunday afternoon. And that's a fixture that we'll be featuring some action from as well this coming weekend. Now, in rugby, Joe Smith has made half a team's worth of changes for Sunday's Six Nations meeting with France at the Aviva. Among the seven from the one in Rome, Captain Rory Best and Cian Healy returned to the front row. Behind them, Ian Henderson and James Ryan replaced Alton Delan and Quinn Roo. And there's still no room in the match day 23 for Tadhg Byrne. In the front row, Josh van der Flyer and Fittigan CJ Sander come in for Sean O'Brien and Jordy Murphy. The only change among the backs sees Chris Farrell replaced at outside centre by Gary Ringrose. Head coach Joe Smith says it's only a precaution keeping Byrne from being in the match day 23.
As tempted as we were with Tadhg Byrne, he's been a little bit sore this week, still coming back after injury.
The big games for the North West sides in the All-Ireland League continue this weekend as well in 2C. City of Derry looking for their sixth one. They're playing Bangor, while Oma are looking for a 10th one of the campaign. They are away from home, taking on Middleton, who currently sits second in the standings. On the golf front, an eagle of four holes from home has seen Rory McIlroy move to 3 under par on day two of the Arnold Palmer Invitational. Tommy Fleetwood's picked up 6 shots so far today to assume the on-course lead at 9 under. Graeme McDowell and Shane Lowry both tee off at around 6:20 Irish time. Back to Gaelic games we go, and the action on Saturday gets up and running with the Jim McGuigan minor league fixtures, where there is a Northwest Derby in Section B. It's Donegal against Tyrone at 12 noon. Following that at 2 o'clock, it's the Buncrana under 16 cup fixture between the two counties. Both games taking place at Haley Park in Omagh. As from 12:30 tomorrow, the National Hurling League Division 2 relegation playoff will see Donegal against Warwickshire. It's a crucial game being played down at Pierce Park in Longford. The winner will stay in Division 2B. The loser goes to 3A. Donegal, of course, beat Warwickshire in their final group game last weekend, and they're looking to do the same this time around tomorrow afternoon. We'll have a few updates from that one tomorrow during our programmes. And in the Division 2B final, it's Derry against Wicklow. That match has been played in Enniskine in Monaghan. That's taking place on Sunday as Derry look to wrap up the league title there. Among the athletics action this weekend, it's back to indoor activities at the Athlone IT. Last week we had the seniors. This weekend it's the National Masters indoors, and there's quite a few Donegal competitors heading to Athlone on Sunday, hoping to bring medals back up the road Road on a Sunday evening. Finally, we'll go to cricket, and there was defeat for Ireland today in the fourth one-day international against Afghanistan. Ireland could only manage 114 this afternoon as Afghanistan ran out winners by 109 runs. Just to remind you, there will be updates tonight from Finn Harps against Cork City at Finn Park. The game is going ahead. Dermot Doherty will be there for Highland Radio Sport, and we'll have updates as from the 8 o'clock kickoff time. Our next studio-based programme is Saturday Sport tomorrow after the two news, and PJ Lynch will be in control of the studio. Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin. And returning to some news, the Garda Commissioner has told the latest intake from Templemore that they will put themselves in harm's way to protect others. 206 people from Ireland and abroad passed out of the Garda College this afternoon in a ceremony also attended by the Justice Minister. Of the new recruits to the force, 46 are women. Garda Commissioner Drew Harris acknowledged International Women's Day to pay tribute to the women in the force. And the Owen Tesna Water Treatment Plant has been officially opened today. Irish Water says that it will benefit almost 3,000 consumers in the southwest Donegal area, safeguarding the water supply for the future. For weather now, some light rain in places at first, clearing to mostly dry weather later this evening. Dry tonight at first, some rain and showers with lowest temperatures of 1 to 3 degrees in moderate to fresh, mainly westerly winds. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, it's been claimed that Hierarchy and Fianna Fáil have sabotaged Niall Blaney's chances of representing the party in the forthcoming European Parliament elections. Fianna Fáil's convention is due to be held in Longford on March the 15th, the Friday before St Patrick's Day. Mr Blaney said it was unreasonable to hold it on the Friday of the bank holiday weekend. A prohibition order has been served on a Donegal butcher's. The Food Safety Authority of Ireland reports today that the order was served last month on the Friendly Meat Shop, Old Town Road, Letterkenny, following the discovery of unstamped and untagged lamb carcasses. The Minister with Special Responsibility for the OPW has committed to revisiting Donegal in a bid to progress flood relief works. It's in response to Donegal Deputy Pierce Doherty, who told Minister Kevin Boxer-Morn during an Oireachtas Finance Committee that little progress was being made to deliver long-promised flood and coastal erosion schemes in a number of areas in the county. And temperatures are set to drop this weekend, with snow expected in some parts of the country. Snow is most likely in the northwest and north, particularly over higher ground. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Coming up next is Nuked with Colm Fersher, and we'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Shea were Mahasa Colm Ferreter and Shalin the Freeskelty Air Highland Radio. Tashakan Gaelige Fui Lancholer Fudna Chira, Lo Oskion Tri Vila Emacht Fobli Clarihe Don Ela Emliana. Ta Lan Linda Irvine Offiga Forbraha Nagelige and Arthur Vale Forestche and Ambassador Changa de Ela Nabliana Shaw. Go Hatchul, Atalinra Lechukenan, Agraktal Emacti Fui Lai, Leshan Oka Jakeluru and Iha Gaelich on North and a Mask, Ga Olas Egsiv and Linra. Ta emacti agus cur sias fui seachtain na gaeilge ar fáil ag seachtain na gaeilge bunk IE. Ta an chruinne clár speisialta óliachta technóliachta inealtaireachta agus matemática a bhúnú i mbunscoilíní gaeltachta condáltaí a spragú i dro sim sna habhair sinne, bé an clár pílata a sheoladh uirí na seachtaine seo de chuid údaras na gaeltachta agus Junior Achievement Ireland a reáchtáil don dearna bhliain an sé a bunscoil déag in seacht Gianter Gelter to Hunde Gunanal in a mask. Ta our new Leherak to Urskilta Ranga, August Seher Ella Fiction, August Now Fiction, Eg Tastel, Eg Forest Nigeliga, to Ober Ejalabu Fuilaher, Con our Takiok to Ahollahers, Don our Leherak to August a Curry Glow, Don the Rangana Ejuranga Tree, August Ranga She, the Hodge, then Chonskadal She Jen She, Lenakoshin, Taharagiri, our new Leherak to Curtis Foyle than the Ranga na Kierna, Huggishin, Tascreve Nuri, a Lurug, a Vais, and an Urskilti, Ranga, Goharihe, a Hullahers, a Comilishin, a Vais, Garskilti, Filiot, Drami, Ugus Lower, Olish, the Kenyala, Eggsula, Ella, Egg Tastel, Stagaulis, Egg Forest, Nigeliga, Bunk, I.E. Tad spreagdaat a fógríthe don scéim Jontus Colum Killa mar an éine ar an dárna las fíd a mí mhárta gus tá sem mar aim ag an scéim cadur bh chahu idir pobl teanga géalige na halabanya agus an éirin agus tá tachiart a chóirt don na teangathe chéarna agus tá gath ólas ag fáras na géalige bonca í cómai. Agus tá réamh báta de dhúnanál don éir a scóil drámaíochta a reáchtáil Jalún agus Jamar Tehogin ag áraclán gídóir le óscion trocha drama clarithe le páirte glacu im léana an líana is mó a riamh. Agus seolthar dlúdas go úr do chuid Dominic McGille Vríde, Polka Funk ag an áraclán comaith ithe háirn agus tá gá ólas ag an áraclán gídóir. Sin mo chuid Eli Gulliér slán agus bannacht.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, March the 8th. The death has taken place of Patrick Devine, 187 Murlock Road, Dunamana. Remains are reposing at his home this evening from 7 o'clock. Fiona leaving his home on Sunday morning at 10:45 for Mass in St Patrick's Church, Killeany, Dunamana at 11:30, interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of John Johnny Freel, Gort Cali, Kerry Keel. Remains are reposing at his home from 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral arrangements to be confirmed later. Family time from 11 p.m. until 10 a.m. Family flowers only. And the death has taken place of Cahill McGee, Boyle, County Roscommon, and formerly of Meanmore, Dunlow. Requiem Mass in St Joseph's Church, Boyle, tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, with burial afterwards in Assylin Cemetery.